We're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN. Kind of been a wild morning. We're just kind of going with the flow here. And we've got Mayor Ussuretti here, City of Manhattan, joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
Well, this is unprecedented times we're living through now.
Oh, absolutely. It's crazy.
So from your perspective as mayor, going through all this, I know you guys had to make some quick decisions yesterday this weekend's events.
Right. So, you know, we've had conversations with my city manager and our city staff for a few days because we knew things were happening around the country and what should we do should it happen here. And it didn't seem like we were just going about our business. And then we were on a call with federal agencies a couple of days ago, and all of their officials were telling us everything that was going on. But on that same day, the World Health Organization said it was a pandemic. And I think when you say pandemic, they want you to be serious about what's going on, and there's a sense of urgency. And it just is not – it's actually doing a disservice and being irresponsible if you don't do something. So that's why when Kansas State University decided to go online and do the things that they had to do, it's about social distancing. So this virus, it spreads very easily. I mean, I go around the state so much, I shake so many hands. I don't know if I'm a carrier or not, but you can carry those symptoms for so long. That's why that distancing is so important, so you're not breathing and touching each other, because you don't even know if you're a carrier. And I think this is one of those preventive measures we have to take to make sure that people are isolated from each other. That doesn't mean you can't go out and enjoy everyday things. That's not at all what this means. But when you have a congregated group of people of 40, even 20, 30, 40, hundreds of people together, people are going to spread things that they don't even know they have. Yes, it's true that, you know, seniors are probably the most at disadvantage to this and may are at risk to death. But the rest of us are going to be carriers. So that's why when a sports arena says we're going to cancel games, even if they have one person, they've touched so many people. Now all of them can carry that virus. So we are not at a point in the United States to test anyone like me. I don't have any symptoms, but I don't know if I'm a carrier or not. So that's what we don't know. And when you don't know something, you have to take the measures of social isolation. And this is what that was about. So, yeah.
How is it? And there's a lot of uncertainty here, but in your mind, do you think this is just going to be for a couple of weeks, or are we looking at maybe a month here?
Yeah. So when they do social isolation, that's like they're saying about 3 to 4 weeks. If you have anything, it'll go down. That's why the students that came back from Italy, they're being quarantined. So even though they may not have the symptoms, that's how long it takes for that virus to get out of your system, if you're a carrier at all, by not touching other things and everybody else. I think that's why they gave it to like March 30th or first week of April for all of the agencies that have canceled their programs, so that if you are a carrier, you won't be able to spread it. Because this virus, unlike the flu and everything else, it spreads fast. Within a matter of 2 to 3 days, it spreads really fast. And then our hospitals are not at a level to take care of everybody. My daughter works at a hospital in Indianapolis, and a 30-year-old woman came in, and she's in a life-and-death situation. So we want to think it's only for like 70-year-olds and something like that, but you just never know what kind of – how susceptible you might be to this. I think that's why they put the quarantine time as that much for isolating everybody, because we are not ready. We are not ready as a community if everybody wants to get tested and you test positive. Even if you're not dying, if you test positive, we have to take measures for that. And that takes a lot of medical care. So we have to be on the preventive side as much as possible.
And I know you're an educator, and the school board is meeting at noon today. We don't know what the decision they're going to make, but do you have any encouragement for them?
Yeah. So I talked to Superintendent, Marvin Wade the other yesterday. And, you know, I think as an educator, one of the things I know is as a first grade teacher, I had a lot of students that had asthma or allergies or were on medication of some kind or have weak immune systems. So those are the kids you want to be careful about, because they are also at risk for a virus such as this. But at the same time, the decision falls, they may not have lunch. Most of our kids have their breakfast and lunch at school, and sometimes that's the only place they may get their meals because parents are working, and our parents can't take time off of work to do everything they need to do to take care of their children at home. So the school district faces different challenges, whereas the university, you have 18-year-olds and over that can go online and can take care of themselves, whereas young kids, they can't. So their challenges are much, much more different than what a university or community might feel.
How is this changing what you in city government are having to do with your everyday job?
Right. So, you know, one of the things we're going to talk about is our parks and rec programs. So if you have something like pickleball, which may have older folks involved in it, the senior center, you know, has reduced their programs, or I think has gotten rid of their programs for the next 2 or 3 weeks. So we're going to look at our parks and rec programs. Where do we want to have them? How do we continue them? And also, our city staff has been in great collaboration with Riley County Health Department, Riley County EMS, hospitals, and everybody. So they're working on this plans. So if an emergency should break out, we need to be on board and know exactly who's doing what, as if it was a flood situation or a tornado situation. This is something that we haven't had to do before, but we've had scenarios where we had to deal with crisis. So I think that's the planning they're in. And what kind of gear does it take? When we talk about masks, we're not just talking about a mask you put on when you're painting your house. We're talking about specialized masks that are made specifically for this type of virus. So,
would you say, and we don't have much time left here, but are we prepared here in the city of Manhattan, do you think?
I think we are as much as we can be. Certainly, we're going to do more. I think the primary thing is to get as many tests as possible. I mean, not wait till somebody gets symptoms. I think if people want to get tested, they need to know so that they can self-isolate. They can, you know, self-quarantine themselves. Like I said, you know, Ted Cruz, he was at CPAC. He self, isolated himself because he knew he shook somebody's hand. That's what we need to know, even if we're not carriers. But do you have it? How do we know if people, our children, are carrying it? We don't know. That's why we don't want our hospitals and everybody to be inundated with people coming in for these things. So it would be great to have some kind of a mechanism to see right away if you have something or not.
All right. Well, we're going to do a lot more learning here in the next few days and next few weeks. So we sure appreciate you coming on.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate it as well. That's going to do it here for In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Manhattan, Kansas.